Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Want to welcome in Lansing Fire Chief Tom Cochran. Hello, Tom. How are you?
Good, Jack. As always, it's a pleasure to talk to you. How you doing?
Just fine. I guess I'm doing better, we both are, than some people in the city of Detroit. Wind gusts up to 50 miles an hour, and the conditions that led to 10 fires, 85 structures burned down throughout the city. I guess for a fire chief, that's got to be one of the ultimate nightmares.
Absolutely. There's no way you can plan for something of that magnitude, and even if you were to have all the staffing and personnel and equipment that you needed, it's just unheard of. We had similar situations as far as the obviously with the wind conditions in Lansing, and we had a fire that they were very concerned that it was going to spread to another structure that evening, and it was obviously not the magnitude of Detroit, but that's a huge concern when you get winds like that, that it's going to spread to those exposures, to those structures that are close by.
I guess there are 66 Detroit Fire Department stations, 8 idle Tuesday because of budgetary constraints. Does the call go out to surrounding communities? Have you ever gotten a call to bring trucks to another city to help?
Well, we have mutual aid agreements with our surrounding cities, but not
to Detroit.
Not with the city of Detroit, no. We've had in the past, historically, we had a couple of fires years ago in Lansing, the CAS building for one, that we had departments from all over the state responded to that. But we do have mutual aid agreements. And as far as the city of Detroit, I don't know if they have those type of agreements in place with their surrounding communities.
Mm-hmm. Detroit Mayor Dave Bing defending the city's response and calling it a natural disaster. I guess besides the winds and everything else, which exacerbated the situation, he had 62 down power lines. I would guess then when you have some suspected arsons thrown in, has it become almost impossible for a fire department?
Absolutely. Again, something of that magnitude. You know, these are tough times with budgets and everything, and you know, Detroit's facing those issues as a lot of communities around, not just the state but the country. But even if you had all the staffing and all the personnel, something of that magnitude, again, you just can't fathom something like that. And I'm sure the firefighters, as always, did a phenomenal job with what they were able to do and trying to get that under control and protecting lives and property. But, you know, I mean, there's no way you can't anticipate something like that. And how do you fight it? If you had fire stations on every block and a fire truck on every corner, there's still, I mean, there's just some types of things, those natural disasters, those things that take place that, well, it's not really a natural disaster in that it was probably caused by, like you say, the down power lines, and whether or not there were arson involved. But I know it's still under investigation, but they certainly were leaning towards the power lines having a lot to do with it.
Tom, is it possible that something like this could strike any community?
Oh, by all means. I think part of the issue with Detroit, unfortunately, is there are a lot of abandoned buildings,
right,
a lot of homes that in large areas. And I know Mayor Bing, and you know, they're trying to work to resolve some of that. But, you know, I, by all means, I mean, we here in the city of Lansing, we do a great deal of planning, as do departments throughout the state and throughout the Midwest. And we plan for these types of things, and certainly not anything of that magnitude. I mean, you can't fathom that 85 structure fires are taking place at the same time.
Right.
But we do a great deal of planning and preparedness for all of that, and for those types of events, for the tornadoes, again, the natural disasters that take, or the events that take place. But something, you know, is just horrific what took place. Fortunately,
right,
no one was, there was no loss of life and
yes,
no serious injuries. So
that's
a miracle in itself, Jack.
Lansing Fire Chief Tom Cochran, our guest. Tom, last question. And I don't mean to point fingers or take sides in this, but there are several reports now of response times of up to an hour. In one case, 1 hour after the call, one truck arrived. Is that adequate? Is there any way that under any circumstances that can be condoned?
Well, you know, it's hard for me to speak to that because, again, I don't know if there are tactical decisions that have to be made in,
right,
in a situation like that with that number of fires. That could have, that more than likely that was a structure that was abandoned and there was nobody living there. I'm sure, okay, if there was, you know, if that was someone's home, they were residing in it, that would have been a different response.
Right.
But again, not being there, I'm not gonna quarterback from here.
No, that, you're exactly right, and that was not an occupied home. So let's make that very clear.
Yes,
all right.
Absolutely.
Tom, thanks so much. We really appreciate the clarifications and the information. All right.
It's always my pleasure, Jack. Take care. Thank
Tom
you.
Tom Cochran, Lansing Fire Chief, our guest. We're going to be joined by Lansing Mayor and Democratic gubernatorial candidate Virge Bernero. Some very exciting economic news for Lansing coming up next. Jack and Scott, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS.